Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Have you ever told a lie and it took on a life of its own and kept growing out of control? What? You didn't know what to do to stop it?
I think most of them can do that.
Yeah, well, yeah. Some are worse than others.
Sure.
Had a friend, and she was telling us that she went to a birthday party for one of her daughter's friends. Mm-hmm. Her daughter's pretty young, and so the daughter wanted to take one of the balloons back with her after they went to the party.
Okay.
So on their way home, they stopped at a restaurant to get dinner. Mm-hmm. And the daughter carried the happy birthday balloon in with her.
Oh.
And so the waiter brought over a free dessert for their daughter. And they didn't want to, like, say anything. They didn't want to tell her, no, it's not her birthday. That would have been confusing.
Yeah.
So they just went with it.
Uh-huh.
Well, then the entire wait staff came over to sing happy birthday.
That's cute.
Then another customer came over and said they were going to pay their bill for them because of their cute little daughter's birthday. And then some other guy comes over and gives the girl a $10 bill and was like, here, it's your birthday. Here's a $10 bill. And they're starting to feel really guilty about it at this point, but they are so deep into this that they just didn't know, like, they didn't feel like they could come out and go, listen, this is a big misunderstanding. It's not really our daughter's birthday.
Yeah, because at that point, if someone's offering you, you know, to buy your meal, you're like, all right, listen, it's not really her birthday.
Yeah, you should have.
Yeah,
but she looked like a jerk at that point too.
But I mean, that's some very nice people,
right?
I mean, I couldn't do that with a good conscience and say, hey, it's not her birthday.
But does it really matter whether it's her birthday? I mean, just celebrate it early.
I think I'd have stopped the server when they brought the cake and said, oh gosh, it's not her birthday, but you know, we'll take the cake. I'll pay for it.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
and at the very end of the night, everyone looks at the little girl as they leave and says, so how old are you? And she says, it's not my birthday.
Yeah. If you ask a little kid how old they are, they're just going to tell you. She'll be like, I'm free or whatever.
She'll go, I'm six and a half.
Yeah.
Okay, how do you say on a birthday if it's half?
Or like, I'm 10, I think.
Well, if they're 10, they already are in on the lie with you.
Yeah. Or if you're like, Heidi, I'm 29 again.
It's my birthday.
If they say, like, oh, I'm 5 and a half or whatever, you're like, no, now you're 6, honey. Remember this is your birthday.
I'm bringing the kid in on the lie, too. It's just not a good thing. It's so uncomfortable.
But, you know, you'd think the kid, if old enough, would say, it's not my birthday.
Well, because this girl's like 3.
Well, okay. That's when you start kicking her under the table and go, shh, be quiet. And then when they leave, you're like, look, you got to pretend like it's your birthday. We're going to look really bad here.
Because I had a nephew, and he was younger, and I forget what age, and at a restaurant, he got a free plate if he was like under 6 or 5.
Yeah.
And when they ask, I remember my mom going, no, he's 5. No, I'm not. Me, mom, I'm 6.
Oh, your mom. Like, that's not very good. I thought your mom went to church and all.
Well, he doesn't eat much. So
He doesn't make it right.
And let's talk about you, Tom, because there was that time that you lied about your kid's age to ride a roller coaster.
That was not getting anything free. It's just they wanted to go on this ride, and they had an arbitrary age that says you can't ride on it if you're under 6.
Told your son to lie about his age.
Yeah. I know, so he could. No, it was my daughter.
Oh, your daughter, okay.
And she did good, too. She was very smooth. Now, here's the thing. I was going to bring that up, actually, because I think that lying to get on a ride is different than, like, the other day we went to get a haircut. And so if it's they had this father and lad or lad and dad thing, and if this kid is under, if he's 10 and under, that gets a much lower price. Well, my son is not 10 anymore. So I'm like, I'm not going to lie to get a cheaper price. That's wrong. I went ahead and paid the full price. Okay. She didn't even ask me how old he was. She just billed him for the higher price. And I'm like, well, I don't know if she told him or he told her or what, but I didn't want to do that.
Well, are you like bragging? You want us to pat you on the back?
No, I'm just pointing out the difference between lying for a roller coaster to get on it and lying for getting something free.
A lie is a lie.
A lie is, except like you look good in that.
The difference the difference is whether you're harming someone or not. The roller coaster doesn't harm the business by letting him ride it, but the stealing the money does.
It hurts your kid if they fall out. It hurts the ride if they get hurt on the ride.
Yep.
If they're underage,
they didn't.
Too
so
small.
Good. We were okay.
Okay.
You're no better off than my mom.
But Heidi, real quick, I'm just curious. If you don't really look good in that outfit, do you want to know the truth?
I already know I don't.
No, that's
so,
not, no.
No, seriously.
No, let's say you don't know. You don't know the difference. Do you really want to know from your boyfriend or girlfriend or whoever you're with, say, hey, you know, tell me the truth. Do I really look good in this?
Yes. Okay. After happy hour. Before dinner. Yeah, I do. Yeah. I want to know that it doesn't look good on me because I already feel uncomfortable in it.
She's lying, folks.
Yeah. That's another lie.
Another one right there. Okay.
Come on, can a 29-year-old get a break?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.